TikTok executive labels herself non-binary as Chinese spying scandal reaches critical mass. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 8, 2023. The COO of the China-owned social media platform TikTok announced on Monday that she now identifies as both a woman and non-binary, and has updated her personal pronouns, revealing she now uses both they/them and she/her pronouns. TikTok Chief Operating Officer Vanessa Pappas added that she is also pansexual, which means that she can be attracted to anyone, whether that person is a man, a woman, a man who thinks he is a woman, or a woman who thinks she is a man. As most of you know, I take a lot of lessons from being a parent, Pappas wrote on Twitter. Often my kids provide me with self-reflection through their questions and own exploration of ideas. I'm pansexual and raising my kids in a same-sex household with my loving spouse of 20-plus years, she added. Most recently, our conversation has focused on gender identity. In my personal life, I primarily go by V and more recently they/them, Pappas continued in a follow-up tweet. In my position, I am also aware of how I have an ability to bring greater visibility, discussion and ideally acceptance within my community, whether among work, family or friends, the TikTok executive said. Pappas added that she felt it was important to bring my whole self to work and to share my gender identity and preferred pronouns. And through my actions show that difference is accepted and welcomed at TikTok, she said. Pappas concluded by informing her followers how to best address her. I use both they/them and she/her as I still very much value my identity as being both a woman and non-binary, she said. I don't worry if you don't use V or they/them all the time, but I do appreciate the effort to recognize my preferences. While promoting the idea that someone can be non-binary or use they/them pronouns is dangerous for impressionable young kids, TikTok is known for far more egregious transgressions. Pappas is the COO of an app owned by a hostile foreign country with a parent company known for spying on Americans. TikTok is understood by many to be a national security threat, meddling in U.S. elections, and a danger for teens and kids. Recently, a 12-year-old girl in Argentina died after participating in the deadly choking challenge first popularized on the China-owned app. Her death was caught on film as she attempted the fatal challenge in a video call with her classmates. The 12-year-old girl is not the first child to die as a result of a TikTok challenge. Last summer, 14-year-old Leon Brown and 12-year-old Archie Battersby of the UK allegedly died due to attempting the same blackout challenge. The Chinese app is known for encouraging children to participate in trends that are dangerous and life-threatening. In September, the FDA had to warn parents of a deadly TikTok challenge that involved children cooking chicken and NyQuil, presumably to eat. Another challenge on the Chinese app involved encouraging users to take large doses of the allergy medication Benadryl, diphenhydramine, to induce hallucinations. The challenge resulted in reports of teens being sent to the hospital, and in some cases, dying. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.